Metu Netur, Volume 4, The Osirian Resurrection, The Initiate's Daily Meditation Guide. Chapter 13. Work to be performed July 21st to August 20th. Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, January 21st to February 20th. Along with Chapter 12, Het Heru. Law of Sebek, the eighth netter of the pout. Sebek. Earthborn information. We experience the influence of the netter Sebek as the desire for knowledge. We need to know who we are, what kind of being we are, what is our life about, the why of things, and so on. This desire can only be satisfied through the law of Sebek, which proceeds from the wisdom faculty of the spirit, Tehuti. But in the early part of our spiritual journeys on earth, we seek to satisfy this desire through the information that proceeds from the earthly part of our being. The faculty that is in charge of acquiring information from the earthly part of being is Sebek, the name given by the ancient Egyptians and the planet Mercury. Its relationship to the earth, the source of its information, was signaled by the common root it shares with the earth. The other name for the earth, Jeb, was Seb, the cackling goose. Cackling has a double meaning. In a sense, it denotes nonsensical talk, and in the other, it relates to laughter. Both usages have deep spiritual implications. The latter relates to the cleansing and the cathartic effect that laughing at our foolishness, which originates in our human false identity, has. The nonsensical talk relates to the earthborn explanations that we give to ourselves about who we are and what life is about. Because all such notions are highly cultivated through educational and religious institutions and are usually enforced through blind adherence to authority, they were known to the ancient Egyptians as the Sabal, enemies of the Yausar, the confederacy of Set, or evil. There are other reasons for this as well, we'll see later. Incidentally, this is the reason I chose to represent this faculty through Sebek, Mercury, as opposed to the traditional Kemetic representatives, Anpu and Apuet, the left hemisphere of the brain. We dealt with the left hemisphere of the brain as the chief source of evil in the world in the Heru chapter. Please review. The main focus here is to understand in a deeper sense why is the left hemisphere of the brain the source of the Sabao, the enemy of Ausar. It is elementary. The world is a unity, and the left hemisphere is the chief information provider for the unevolved, can only perceive very small pieces of anything at a time. It tries to assemble the pieces into a whole it has never seen and will never know how to recognize, for the simple fact that it is incapable of grasping wholes and deriving meaning. It is the builder of the Tower Babel, babbling on and on. The left hemisphere separates things from each other and destroys the perception of unity in the world, because the unity exists and the underlying or inner layers of being, while the left hemisphere can only grasp the external side of things where their differences occur. This is the basis of superficial thinking or narrow-mindedness. This is the source of all problems and evil in the world. The human self-image and lack of oneness with God and the world. Man's initial source of information regarding his being, self, of God, and the nature of the world is in the left hemisphere of the brain, Sebek. We have already spoken about the scope of activity, narrow-mindedness, segregative, earth-born information, etc. Through it, we will cannot grasp the underlying factors that unite the parts of a whole. We cannot see how all living creatures are not living out their separate existence, but are integral players that are contributing to the maintenance of the world at every point. We cannot grasp the essence of man's and God's being and therefore their oneness. We live in darkness and ignorance. Incidentally, it is the darkness that is spoken of in reference to ignorance. It is not a metaphor. In the dark, you cannot see and must therefore be guided by hearing. The left brain processes information verbally so that if it is your main source of information, then you are not as one living by hearsay. Anpu, the jackal metaphoric symbol for this faculty, is said to be the guide of the dead. Until the deceased comes to the light, they are said to live in an inner world of darkness. But there is a deeper sense to the saying. It applies to living beings that have not yet transcended the left side of the brain. They are the living dead. If we keep in mind its three fundamental attributes: 1, narrow and superficial thinking; 2, segregative thinking; and 3, earthborn information processor, we can easily understand how it negatively affects the man that has not transcended its limitations. His self-image is built out of the narrow-minded and earthborn data that this faculty feeds him. This is why people have settled on the belief that they are human beings. Few are they that know that the word human is a contraction of humus, man, and humus is soil, earth. Thus, the word human applies only to earthly aspect of man, his animal instincts, and his physical vehicle. To identify man with this part of her being is criminal. It is the source of all crimes, errors, and suffering in the world. Not only do people build their self-image out of the lower part of being, they incorporate the ill aspects of it. Traditional Chinese medicine has proven that the key aspect of what we call emotions in the West is in reality energy imbalances within the life force body. When the energy that flows through the liver channel of energy is in excess, the person will experience the impulse to approach things in an overly aggressive manner, especially when his will or desires are obstructed. This is a condition that calls for correction through meditation and/or medication, no different from a migraine headache. It is a pathological state, therefore unnatural. Yet the impulse of overactive liver energy channel will be interpreted by the left brain as a natural response to the label and label it as anger. If the response is a habitual one, then the left brain will build it into the self-image. The person will then characterize himself as an angry person. A self-image built upon a pathological condition, yet viewed as a natural human expression. This is the origin of those people who think that they are the types of people who are shy, have low self-esteem, fearful, worriers, etc. It is the source of all failure and illness, but these are the least of your worries. Once the left brain has convinced you that you are an earthly being, you are automatically and ipso facto separated from God and in essence from all other men. This is the net effect of building a human self-image out of the words of man. To reunite with God, you must replace the words of man that dominate your explanations of yourself and of God with the metunetter, the Word of God. To be one with the world, you must replace the information that is restricted to the external aspect of things, of yourself and of God, with knowledge or information about the underlying level and essential state of things. As long as the left hemisphere of the brain dominates thinking, the person will seek to acquire knowledge in the form of verbal information without externals, without the slightest clue of the huge difference between knowing and being informed. Finally, union with God will not be accomplished through the amassing of information regarding God, but through the experience of one's divinity. You must cultivate the divine self-image outside through the 11 laws of God and live them. It is the experience of living your divinity, which is based on the essential nature of God, that will give you the knowledge of your being and of God. To know truth, you must live it. It is the dictum of Ma'at. Power of the Word. 8:100a. How do you feel when you say that you find something irritating, frightening, vexing, and upsetting, and so on? Pay attention next time you say something in this vein, or you hear a radio commentator characterize an occurrence in such terms, and you will experience an ill feeling. Pavlov, one of the world's leading behavioral scientists and psychologists, explains why. Quote, owing to the entire proceeding of life of the human adult, a word is connected with all the external and internal stimuli coming to the cerebral hemispheres, signaling all of them, replacing all of them, and can therefore evoke all the actions and reactions of the organism which these stimuli produce. A word is as real as conditioned stimuli for man as all the other stimuli in common with animals, but at the same time, more all-inclusive than any other stimuli. Pavlov. One of Pavlov's students, K. Platonov, documents in his book, The Word as a Psychological and Therapeutic Factor, over 45 years of experiments that prove the psychological effect, physiologic effect of words commonly spoken in daily life. Words are more all-inclusive than any other stimuli for man. Why? We are always thinking, and if those thoughts are predominantly negative, then we are destroying the capacity of our life force to keep us healthy and to bring us success. If the thought comes to you that an occurrence is horrible, when you witness or hear of it, at that moment, the vitality and harmony in your life force is negatively affected. Where the human self-image is entrenched, it will give rise to such thoughts and images throughout each and every day of the person's life. People with the human self-image are affected more by the negative thoughts it generates than from other stimuli. Replacing the human self-image with the divine is the most important psychoprophylactic step that you can take. Sebek Initiation Work. 8:100b1. Review 8:100a and 1. Write down the negative things you are in the habit of saying to your person and to others. 2. With the situations in which you make these statements. So-and-so is horrible, frightening, upsetting, stressful, obnoxious, boring, gut-wrenching. Quote, I can't understand why you're upset. Quote, I couldn't help it. I'm only human. Sit in a quiet place. Do not do the meditation breathing. and visualize each situation with its associated remark. Notice the emotion that is invoked. In every instance, you will find that such statements bring your energy down. Eventually, you will notice that affirming the divine laws in the same situations will invoke positive emotions and a sense of well-being. 8:100b2, Declarations of Freedom from Sins. Examples: I have not affirmed that name the event is stressful. I have not affirmed that name a person is obnoxious. I have not nurtured the human self-image in my being by affirming name a number of the above negative affirmations. Furthermore, these affirmations also violate the law of wisdom, which states that things do not have a quality in themselves. A situation cannot be stressful. For example, stress occurs not in the situation, but in the person that has not placed their being in order and is thus reacting in a stressful manner. Meditation script. I look like God when I use this great gift of speech to praise God for giving me the power to divine my reality through speech. And here ends the reading of chapter 13.